Dankeschön.
Okay, das erinnert mich was Havi Maria Kommission. Das ist der Nischmas, der Nere Schede, was ich schon fahle, für Schleimer, Le Sigal, Chana, Rafaela, Bas, Yadena.
Rebbe, if we could also let the Olam know that the Rav will be in Englewood tomorrow night as well at 8
Yeah.
p.m. Eastern
8
Standard.
p.m. having a share on Inyone Birchas Shehechionu.
If anybody's in the neighborhood, feel free to message me.
In England, New Jersey, tomorrow evening. Okay, there's Hashem. Well, somebody's coming. We should hopefully should have a Maariv after the shir. We have 9 people who are joining. Hopefully, have one more. Okay, so we've been talking. We have many shiurim on the direction you're supposed to face. Then we had one shiur in the Tilas Yadayim, and now we're having a series of shiurim on Tefillah B'Tzibur. So the question of Tefillah B'Tzibur is: what kind of is it an obligation? Is it not an obligation? Is it what's the status? And there's a famous piece of Ari Pomeranchik in the Emek Bracha. Now it happens to be mentioned here that, you know, Mendy Pollack from the shul here always puts out this column of different gedolim whose yahrzeits are so he has here Rav Ari Pomeranchik, 1942. But you see, he was born in 1908. And I quote from Mendy Pollack, he says, was a Gaon in Torah and a tzaddik in Meisim Tovim, was tragically niftar at a young age, 34, part of his life. His Sfarim Torah Zeraim and Emek Bracha are learned in Torah centers around the world. They say Rav Ari was born in Brisk, and he was he learned. And he has a whole piece here. The York side is Cheshvan. So that was we could. Okay, so the Gemara in Brachas and Dav Zayin and Beis says, Amalei, Rabbi Yitzchak, page 1, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rav Nachman, my Tomei lo osi mar lebei kenishta, letzluye. How come you didn't come to Davin? Amalei lo yichilna. I couldn't. What does Rashi say? Tash kochi. I was a little weak. Tash kochi. I didn't have enough strength to come to shul. So Amalei lekanfei lemar asara. So how come you didn't gather 10 people at home, Velitzli? Right? You could have gotten 10 people to come to your house and daven. Amalei trichali milsa. It was too much of a tircha. I guess if he was shvach in his koiches, so he couldn't go to shul. You know, sometimes it's easier to go to shul and to get a minion to have to gather a minion sometimes. Huh? Because you should have asked the Slich Tzibur in the community. It's like a more like a Shabbos or so in the community to tell them when they're davening. I guess they didn't have you know the times of the shul, you know, give out. You know, they would daven when it's okay, Shkia time or whatever. Or, you know, in other words, so they had to have an announcement. So he says, so he, the Shlich Tzibur could have knocked on your door and say, okay, we're about to daven now. So how come you didn't arrange for that? I'm like, Mike, who they hide? What's going on here? I'm like, why are you so giving me a runaround? I'm like, the Amar of Yochanan Mishum Hashem V'Yochai, page 2. May dechsiv anis v'glossi v'chai Hashem eis rotzon, e mosai eis rotzon v'shah shatzibur mispavim. When it is an eis rotzon is when the tzibur is mispavim. So if you want it to be an eis rotzon for your tefillah, you should daven when the tefillah, even if you're davening b'yichidus, and even if you're not in shul. But if you're davening b'shah shatzibur mispavim, so that's an eis rotzon. Question is, what is a bizman hazeh? Like, see, bizman chazal, they had a kehila, and every shtat had at least one shul, or maybe two. Today, mistoma, every second of the day, there's some davening. You know, like you have so many shuls in the neighborhood. So what makes it an eis rotzon? It has to be after the shul that you normally go to. You davening in that zman, or like Ari Feldman, he lives in Borough Park, right? So it's always b'shar shat tzibur mispalim, but is it not b'shar shat tzibur mispalim, Ari? Especially in Borough Park, you can probably get till very early and very late. You can get from Vasikin till b'shor till Chatzos. So do we have such a concept of b'shar shat tzibur mispalim b'zman hazeh, or is it only said when it was, you know, when there was one tzibur, one kehila, and one shul, one davening? So you daven, the tzibur's davening, yeah? But it's time you're covered by every, so you're in a community where there's so many yidden that there's always, I don't know, is that called, is that Well, maybe yes. Maybe you're lucky. It's always b'shar shat tzibur mispalim. What would you say?
Interesting.
Well, you dafka your tzibur. Yeah, but well, question is, yeah.
Where
was the Yochanan? Where was the Yochanan? I don't know. I'm not a historian.
Maybe you have to have in mind a specific tzibur, and you're having in mind that I'm davening with them, you know.
Yeah, that's important. In other words, you have to have in mind, even though that's not necessarily your tzibur.
Right, like I know that, you know, young Israel davens at 9:15 and I'm davening at home at 9:15 and I'm, you know, connecting my tefillah to theirs.
So in other words, you're saying it's not an automatic. You have to have special kavana. I don't know, it's hard to understand what's a special kavana. That dafka, if you have the special kavana, you're mitzaref. But if you don't have the special kavana, you're not mitzaref. I don't know, what is that? You know, we never find such a thing that the kavana makes it tziruf when you're not there. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a famous tshuva for Zimun. He says, you only mitzarif for Zimun if you have kavana to be mitzarif. To me, that was a very big hitch. So that's why Rav Moshe says, if you come to a wedding and you don't want to stay till the end, so you should have kavana that you're not mitzarif. So to me, that's a big hitch. Because what do you mean? Commercial mitzarif. You're there with them, and you're eating with them, and you're there with them. So how... It's like saying, I have a kavana that this chair is not here, but it's here. It's a metzias. So the tziruf is also for a zeman, should also be a metzias. So what's going to help that you have kavana shalom with stars and you're mamish eating with them and you're schmoozing with them and you're not, but I'm not with stars.
Here's the other way around, meaning that you are being with stars instead of not being with stars.
Right. So, but the idea that, I don't know. It's a chiddush.
But let's say you walk into shul, and it's kind of, you know, Ben Ezmanim or something, and they're davening. You have in mind that you're davening Shmona Esrei Mincha, but the tzibur there is davening Maariv, and it's still kind of, you know, in between. You could have in mind, right, that you're davening Mincha and you're not davening Maariv with them.
Yeah, that's a whole discussion in the postgame. You have to daven the same Shmona Esrei, even for Tefila B'tzibur. That is. But so, yeah,
What would happen if you have three families eating in a restaurant? Three men eating in a restaurant, different tables.
Right.
So the Masarif automatically because they're in the same room?
No, because they're when you're all coming to a chasana, you're all coming for the same.
Right, because but you need a machshav of tziruf. But if you have a machshav of tziruf, you could be meiser meidah, not to be masarif.
Yeah, but the word of machshav of tziruf is you all got the same wedding invitation. You're all going to that, but. But what Ramosh is saying is, even though you're all coming for the same simcha, and you're all there for the same reason, and you're all even at the same table, some at different tables, whatever, after peaking, you could say that you're not mitzdarf. So that to me is a chiddush to say such a zog. In other words, when you're in the restaurant and one person's one table, another table, so. Okay, you all want to eat from the same restaurant, but you have no shaykhus with anybody. So then you wouldn't have, if you're all coming as a group and you're eating at one table, so you have your zimun. You don't have to have a zimun when one person's on one table, one another, and you have nothing, no shaykhus.
That's cool for the machshav that I'm leaving early, so I'm not going to be part of the group. If I don't want to leave early, I'm stama, I don't want to have a tziruf. I don't want to, but. By saying I'm leaving early, I'm saying I'm just sitting at my own table.
But you're not. But you're not.
Well, yeah, why not? You're not.
No, because look, the say you're sitting at the same table with everybody.
The same thing.
And you're there for the same reason. And you. So it's hard to say, but I'm not mitzvah. It's hard to say that machshava could triumph the mitzvah of what you're doing. In other words, if you all in the same restaurant for different reasons and different tables and nothing to do with anyone, so then I can understand you have nothing to do with anybody. But if you're all there together, you already that we're all coming to this hall at a certain time for the same reason. And but I'm saying I want to leave early, so I have kavada shalom litzar. To me, it's a shtickle.
Not only that, I think if you change your mind, you still can do this zimun. If you end up staying
late,
that's
what someone told me that Rav Moshe held. If you change your mind, you could still. If you end up staying and not leaving early, that I heard from somebody that Rav Moshe told him that he could still be mitzvah and still answer
because you right.
Well, because you could say that he had kavod shalom that starts.
Isn't it permitted?
Okay, but so that's stop a question of tefila b'tzibur, the idea of b'shar shat tzibur mispalim. Now the Gemara says, "My tzibur page 2. I need." And then Rav Yossi, Rav Hanina, Omar, Mihacha, Kol Ma'ashem, Be'es Ratzon Inisicha. That's an Eis Ratzon, that's what he gets, Hashem answers. And then Rav Hanina, Omar, Mihacha, Hein Kel Kabir V'lo Yimas. Which the Gemara says later, Eidekadosh Baruch Hu boys with the Tefillah Shel Rab. So you have here all these ideas of.
So is this equal to Tefillah B'tzibur, though? B'shosh HaTefillah B'tzibur spelling?
Mestama not. It's Mestama. It's a Mila, but I think the way some say it, I mean, it's a Mila. It's not. But it's not.
Marshall, if I come into a base medish. And I want to daven in the side room, there's a snashim, let's say.
Yeah.
The whole minyan is inside. I'm davening one person in this discussion, but I'm davening exactly when they're davening.
Right. So
is it equal to davening with a minyan, or I should walk into the main base medish?
Could you see them? Could they see you?
There's a mechitza there. You don't see. I mean,
you don't see.
You don't see. I mean, there's a shit.
You should walk into the main base. It could
be Simich on the Rishosh.
No, yeah, it's definitely not the same.
They have a minion without me. They don't need me for the minion.
Right, but you need them.
I need them, right. Right.
To get the mile of Tfilah B'Tzibur. Because if you're not, you can't even see them, they can't see you. Then it's not, but it's Shosh or Tzibur. It's definitely Zikr Shosh or Tzibur M'Spal.
It's not just to accomplish the Ace Rotson.
Yeah, so Ace Rotson, Shosh or Tzibur. It could be, if you're there, it's a mile, but it's not the mile of Tfilah B'Tzibur. That's a bigger mile.
So what did he mean to say Amalei Maikule Hai that I need a minion Amalei Dam Rabbi Yechanan? It's more than that.
Well, he's saying he says, why did you get the Shliach Tzibur to come over to tell you when they're going to start davening? So then the Gemara says, you know, why Kule Hai?
Why Kule Hai for that? Right.
Okay. Why are you chepering? Why are you chepering so much? So he said, I'm chepering so much because it's a mila that you'll have. You'll be davening with Shosh of Siman's power. Okay, let's take a look. There's a famous Gemara here on page 4 in Brachas Mem Zayin Amud Beis. So the Gemara says like this. You see where the asterisk is? You see where I put the bracket in the middle? It says Maisa with the stars. Maisa be Rabbi Lezer shenichnus al beis haknesses. He comes to shul, right? Velo motza asar. He didn't have 10 yidden in shul. Look here, we have 9 now. He didn't have 10 yidden. So what do you do? The Shikhar Avdo. So he had an Evid Kanani, who was apparently in the shul Malava him. So that's Evid Kanani is the non-Jew who is a partial Yid. Because Evid Kanani is not Stam Goy. He was Toivel the Shem Avdus. Shekh always pointed out, he's Toivel the Shem Avdus. He's a Schaiv Mitzvah Keisha. But he's it's like Shechter of Salvechik, the Lashon Rambam. He's Yotzei Michlal Akum, Michlal Yisrael Mohigia. So he's but the Chora he can't count. So he's a shtick yid and a shtick guy. So does he count such a person for a minion? So the answer is no. You need to feed a full Yisrael, just like you don't count a woman for a minion, so you don't count an Evid Kanani, who's still a partial Yid, partial Goy, for a minion. So what did he do? He was Meshachrer his Evid. Shtar Shichrer is Meshachrer's Evid. So the Gemara says, so therefore he was Meshachrer's Evid, now he's a full Yid. Yishichrer Avdo Vishlimo Lasar. So now he's a minion. It's pretty good. Find another Kanani around. He's the 10th man. So the Gemara says, but how do you do that? Shichr ilo, shichr lo. So the Gemara says, to hechi over hachi, Rabbi of Yehuda call him shachar avdo over ba'asei. Shinemar lo olam b'hem tavodu. And it says lo olam b'hem tavodu. So you're not allowed to move Shachar and Evid Kanani that you have. So So the Gemara says, the bar mitzvah, shiny. It says, for a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, yeah, but it's a mitzvah above Avera. Because you're doing a mitzvah, but you're doing an Avera to get to the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, mitzvah derabim shiny. It's a mitzvah derabim. It's a mitzvah derabim. So since it's a mitzvah derabim, so then, so you could have a minyan. To have 10 people for a minyan is a mitzvah derabim. So that triumphs the Israel of Lolam HaTavot. Esei do chalosus has to be b'inna, even not b'inna.
What's
10 people. If you have 10 people.
Not 10 people,
that was 9. What do you mean it's only 9?
Meaning the Abbot wasn't dead. We 9 people rather than 9.
Right, so, no. So now we have a shock and you get your 10. Anyways, to get a tzibur is a mitzvah of the rabbi. Who said? We'll see. Let's see. Well, the Gemara says, here the Gemara says, let's see what the Rosh says. The Rosh says, on page 5 in the packet. The Olim, you see where the arrow is, go 4 lines down. The Olim essay the Rab, the Sivan, the Dash, the Bissop, and Israel. The essay the Mikachim is a shame by Sarah Barab. It was to say, Baruch Hashem of Orach. Is a Kiddush Hashem Barab. A few of you missed the Rabbanon. You know, the Shmo Kedusha Baruch Hu, Shom Lung Tu, Ikam and Torah. A few of you don't say the Yachid. So he says it's a regular minion to say Baruch Hu, to say Kedusha. Lom Stabili, the Mairi Basara, the Raisa, going across Parsha Zohar, Shom and Torah. Maybe that Gemara was talking about Parsha Zohar. It's not Mashma that way. Mashma is a regular Tuesday afternoon. Mashma Choli G'day. That is the whole thing. But he says, so it's a regular minyan, and it's an essay to Rabin to Kaddish Shem Shemayim. So let's see. Let's take a look on page 9. In Arachayim, Shulchan Aruch, Tzadi, Tiff, Tess. So let's see what it says. It says in Loshon, Yishtadel. Yishtadel is Mashma Loshon, to try. Yishtadel Adam Lispalo Beis Knesses. Page 9. So you should come to shul. If you can't, you have the spal b'shasha tzibur mispal. Then he says, "Hagav hodin bnei adam hadarim b'yishuvim." People live in different yeshuvim. Fein lam minyan mikomog mispal shachas varvis mizmash atzibur mispala. In their little shtetl, their little yeshuv, they didn't have a minyan. I guess in the other nearby community that has a minyan, so they'll try to daven when they're davening. Menas for those power. Shashis Paul Hatzibur, who was Paul Biyachar, Alpha Piking is Paul Base Knesses. And there's another thing. You should at least try to daven shul, even if there's no me. So let's see the Morgan of Rabbi Yatsiba. Alpha Bishayachal is Paul Base of Basara. In other words, even though you can get a minion maybe at home. But Bravam had just melech. It's still in shul, you get more people. Rovam had just melech. But now, take a look here on page 10.
So they should try to daven with the seaboard.
Meaning what?
Meaning it's more stronger lashon.
Right, but to daven with the team in the base Knesset is Ishtadel. Yeah. That's what he said. Yeah. Because you daven with a minion outside, so, right. So he's saying that might be a chi.
Right.
But to try to do it in the shul, yeah. Then. Oh. But now let's take a look on page 10. Ha'olach b'derech b'gil le'ir. So he's on the way, and he reaches the city. Rotsa Lolonbo, and he wants to go to sleep there, in that city. But there's no minion there. So if in the direction that he's going, that he's traveling, he should go 4 mil. Let's assume 18 minutes is a mil, so 72 minutes. Malcolm should be spawning Basara. Because if he knows that there's a place where there's a minion within 72 minutes in the direction that he's going, he's not going to go out of his way.
For a
minion, yeah. But if he's going in a direction out of his way, then in 18 minutes out of your way.
Same shear as
the Natilas Yadai. Same shear as the Natilas Yadai. Right. We have someone to say. Same shear.
You want to go on vacation.
Right. If you want to go
72 minutes away from Minyan.
If you want to go on vacation, you're not going anywhere. You're staying where you are. So then any place where you go is going to be 18 minutes out of the way. So you have to travel 18 minutes to get to the... So what does that mean? It means 18 minutes, even though it's going to be 18 minutes coming back too.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go 18 minutes, you have to come back 18 minutes. But he says up to a meal, so it means... So it's really 2 meal, because it's a meal there, a meal back. So then.
So the same thing would be if I know minions in a half hour, if I have to wait.
You mean you're on the way? The minions in half an hour?
I'm ready to go to sleep. I'm ready to go to sleep. But Marv is 9 o'clock. The next minion in town is in a half hour.
So you should. So you're saying you should stay up another meal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then in the Mogad of Ram, in the bottom Mogad of Ram, he writes Isa b'Gemara, where it says Hifkat Lamed, the line below that. Isa b'Gemara Perak Shlosha Chalchlu, Reb Lezer, Shichra Avdo Lashlim Lasara. Below, Mistaber, page 12, the name of the Ariba Sardo Raisagon, Parshas Zohar. Right, so he's quoting the Rosh.
I'm doing
mitzvah with Rabban. That's a kiddush Hashem. Right. You're saying baruch. Saying the kind of shem shemayim. Like you're saying that Hashem is kaddish. So with Ira. Pashas is, you see from here, some point out that it's tefillah b'tzibur is a chayva. That's just a minhag. That's just minutes out of the way, so then you putter for the Tehillah Sidayim. Then we have a halacha that you should still cover your hands, but you should only run to cover the hands, the Shulchan Aruch holes, if anyway you putter, because the water is going to be too far. So you only have to go 18 minutes out of your way. But the Tehillah Sidayim is definitely a chovah. And he's comparing it to, he's giving you the same halachas like the Tilas Yadayim. So that would imply, l'chara, that it's a chova to daven the tzibur from this halacha. Oh. So, what do we say? Then there's a tshuva here on page 17 from the Yad Eliyahu of Lublin, on page 17. He says, She'ela, Im mechuyev adam lishtalder lispal imat zibur, af b'mokam she'yovo l'day hefsed mom. Say so you're gonna have some money. You're gonna lose some money. You got me. Yes, all the hamtim latzi, but beis amokum is problem. But beis over beis kinesis. Or if he can't wait for the tzibur, where should he daven? So he says tshuva. Ladias daiti the inu mechuyev mitzad adin. He's asking, is it mechuyev to daven tefillah b'tzibur if you're going to lose money? So he says he doesn't think you're mechuyev. He won't be this chasidus. Moshe Kozer, Elizabeth Gittin, Brachas, the Shechar Avdo, Avdo Gidei was Spal Basara, Parch Begittin, Hechav, Yehachi, Amar, Yehoga, Meshach, Avdo, over Basay, Umsani, Mitzah, Mitzvah shiny. The feel love or beessay mutter mishum lispal basar. Same pair of shamarash mishum iser or mitzvah mutter lishachar. Loiski mitzvah the rabbi davka. A brach sham shiny mitzvah the rabbi shiny. A posuk shamarash. Rossi as the yachid rossi as the rab. Feel mitzvah the rabbana. Probably lispal. So he's this deity, page 18. The times the kid is really the shas the iron. Michal Evid and Kiyishlom and Shaykh be in the Ovid Mitzvah Dahilos. The Hainu Derek Moshe off. Mitzvah Drama. Heshlim Lassar. The Hainu Derek Moshe Shodom Tavalikroso Batoro Lomar Kadish Tsarfa. That's a travel also way Nasa Bechor. Then he goes through this whole Gemara. So he says that. Look at what he says. Meloshon, page 18, the bottom left. Meloshon hamavur, shalom b'gemara, mechol shekhen eloshon arash, muchav, te'enu elo, midas chasidus. In other words, the fact that they were meshachar avdo, So he's losing out money. He says now it's not his evet anymore, right? He's relinquishing his ownership on the evet. So is that a chiyuv to lose money to shaka? So he thinks that's only me discussing. So sheet to the enu mechuyuv the shaka avdo can he lispal basara lo amurach shalom lover is man tefila mishvil hefsin mamon feel hachi the tricha milsa mashma tepater. So he says shalom shalom shasha tzimis talim parach. He says. Says he shtadel. It means he should try. Avgav the over report Bukovasev says. In circles, probably he, the year show of Hampton, I'll see him, see him, raise him, welcome, he's probably showing. Yeah. If shame to feel Yosef, it's super killer, Yosef. Over those probably what seem up, okay, he's probably his cast. So, what does he say? He says that. He says that it wasn't a thief. Wasn't a chiyuv. After Emil Ryan, Bukrach, Alkir, Afsar, Nir, Alkir, Alotchen, Mashmud, and Ramidim, so he thinks that. Also, the half in Poland, too. So he says, have said, Mama, you're not Mahui. Yes, so the aim of Bracha, now it's got to the aim of Bracha. So we're up to page 21. Omnum, I shall nearly present. If Emes Tfila Betzibur, Enim Chal Chiyiv Mitzvah. So he says it's not a Chiyiv of Arya Pomeranchi. So the bottom line of page 21 on the right. It's not like a Chiyiv, like the neighbor's Chanukah. Rai was a Madhiz of Brachas. My time lost him, Rai Lebek Nishta. So he said, Lo Yichilno. And then they write the whole story there. So what does it mean, Tricha Limilsa? But he's have a chiv, a chayv adal l'shtadal. So what do you mean? Is that the film tzibra? Chiv l'spalo tzibra? El kevin she'ei tfilis ha'yoch nishmas b'chalei se'el b'tzibra, l'fich ha'tzach adal l'shtadal l'spalo tzibra. It always says a similar idea. Maybe, in other words, if you want your tefillahs to be answered, so it's a good idea to daven b'tzibur. But he's saying it's not a full chiyuv de rabbanan, like Neiros Chanukah or Mikra Megillah, you know, something like that. So he said, oh, so this is what he's going to tell you. Like Rav Shechter said, it's like good advice. You want your tefillahs to be answered.
It's a weird lashon, right? Mitzvah.
He's saying it's not.
But he's saying like it's almost like it is a chiyuv derabanan, but is a chiyuv, but it's not real. Like,
ain't a quality of mitzvah. Right, yeah. Chol mitzvahs d'rabbanan. It's like a low. It's not a real chiyuv. But when we have this thing that Hashem only listens to the tzibur. That's what Shech always says. Then he says, "Lo yispal in three lines from the bottom on page 21 on the left. Lo yispal yochin calls man sheyochol yispal matzibur. Mor sheinuchiv klal elu hishtadlus. So it's kubal tefilasim. Fiza nira sheein kan shum heter lahapsin the emtzer kriyish merchasel tefil matzibur. Well, that was his original question. Look what he says originally." Says the Shulchan Aruch says mutal hafsik be'emtza kriyas shma for kaddish. Time is imposing the shom ve'kovim. The other kovim ve'kovim ve'kashbar. He says in the middle kriyas shma you can say kaddish kedush. And the Magen Avraham says in high time im shama kol ra'omim. Right, you hear thunder yafsik vivar. What did the whole mitzvah verse? A tshuvah shor cholikal was that. Said be'emtza perik. Be'ena perikim mashma the mutal hafsik whole mitzvah verse. So he says, "Nistapati, what's the din? Leaning tefillas arvus. The moment bends the kriyas shma pasel. As you're in the middle of kriyas shma, the tzibur is holding my shmon esrei. But tzibur kvar omdim, it's probably shmon esrei v'mar shkodim b'mur b'simen the mishum tefillah b'tzibur nidchas smichas gula tefillah. Right? It's better to daven b'tzibur than smichas gula tefillah b'mar. Mutar l'hafsik the spalim b'tzibur l'chora yanira." The Buddha came to the Buddha, half sick of mitzvah verse. Well, that cause of Margaret Ram, the field of Sibra Adifa, Mikhailish Gedusha, if I'm speaking of Kaddish Gedusha, call Shkin the field of Sibra. So what is the status of field of Sibra? So he says, is it Chovah? So that's what he's saying, that it's not. If you receive a charatzma in a mitzvah, when we tell Shat Kubal Tfiloso, he can have you in an atzmi, the in a shy chlal called Shemayim. It says, Shuv Matsasi, page 22, on the right. The Sefer Urias Oel, I'll say for all lawyers, but need any mikra kriyashma kivasikin. Is it better to dive in kriyashma kivasikin, lo yellow tzibu the spawl? Does kriyashma kivasikin or to dive in mitzibu? It says, "Feel the tzibur, feel the rabbanon, see the shugazros to tzvich leos tzibur kumo yesem mitzvahs rabbanon." They didn't make a full obligation of feel the tzibur like they did in other mitzvahs rabbanon. Asher tzibur leyan. Again, kibemes donor malas at feel the tzibur kihen kel tabir lo yimas. Because mokem einim mitzvahs have a few others. It might be that Hashem is not moye, so. Like Rav Shachter always says, it's a good eitzah that you should have, your tefillah should be mekubal. Is he still talking? Yeah. No, it's that. No? I'm saying. You're the 10th man.
Yes, so if I'm going to stay, I've been up since 5, so. Please start as soon as you can.
Okay, we're going to start. Yeah. Okay. We're going to start very soon. Or if somebody comes, we'll. Yeah. So he says that. Ainam Ravachav Zoyer, Lorotzel Hatia Filamir Goy, the Shvus could do a spal Batsibur. Because could you do a shvus to shvus that you should be able to daven b'tzibur? He doesn't want to be matir because he says shvus to shvus is mokum mitzvah. Maybe that's not called mokum mitzvah. Agum Maram Chazan Sefer Krach Shel Rami Kosev Inin Tefilah b'tzibur Eina Zeicher Ben Mitzvah Safil B'Rabban. Adaylo May the Metnumik and Metma Rav Nachman Reid. I'm really she's spelling Shasha Tzibur spelling. In other words, why is he questioning it so much? It's pasher. It's a chiyuv. So you see that maybe it's not a chiyuv. So that's what he's saying. That maybe it's not a chiyuv. So that's why the Gemara was saying, you know, why it was trichli milsa, and why and what was the Gemara saying that, you know, so you see that it's not this sefer krach shel romi. I've looked at it once in my life. Someone wrote a sefer, somebody from Staten Island, on the halachas of Yechukoseim lo seleichu.
Reisman from Staten Island.
Right. So he has a piece. We're going to start in a minute. He has a piece that there used to be, I don't know, Rabbanim, they used to go, it's a Pella type of thing. They would go to outside the church to listen to their singing, to incorporate their, quote, nigunim into the davening. And is that a problem or not? Because you see that people used to do that. I wouldn't recommend you doing it. But that's the only time that I've ever looked in that safer to look up that piece about this issue of. It's a big chiddush to allow such a thing. It should be us to do. There's always a question about certain nigunim that we sing that are popular nigunim, where they come from. So sometimes maybe if you look too hard, you might, you know, come up with something you wouldn't want or expect, or, you know.
A little bit on the side. If he says you're a Mila Birchas Krishma, if you have to wait, if you could skip it, does that mean that Tfilah B'Tzibur means to start Shmoneh Esrei together with everybody?
Well, we're going to have separate shiurim with that nakud.
Okay. Rabbi, are there other areas in Shulchan Aruch where the Mechaber uses the same lashon Yishtadol? Or is this
Yishtadol?
Yes.
Yeah, Yishtadol is usually not the lashon he uses.
Yeah, no.
Yishtadol is much more of a power of a lashon.
Yeah.
You try. Right?
Yishtadol to eat kosher.
You don't say that Yishtadol to eat kosher. But that could be like someone said before, that's maybe only to come to shul, right? Who said that before? Someone said that. You said that. Ethan. Okay, so that you have this idea of davening b'tzibur, and the Yad Elyon says that the whole idea that he was b'shachar avdo was just like a midas chasidus. He didn't have to. He could have said, we don't have dominion. You don't have the minion, you don't have the minion. But, okay, but this is a fascinating question. But it seems that it's, but on the other hand, you have this halach of the four meal and the one meal. So that's much, but that there is some type of oval source. Or else, why is there need of a four meal and one meal? And it's the same comparison to the Tilos Yadayim, where that clearly is a chov. So maybe it is a chov. Maybe it is a chov. Okay, so we're going to... Okay, so that's... So we get ready. I don't know anything. Okay, shkoyach to everybody. We're going to have an hour now.
Shkoyach, thank you.
Okay, shkoyach.
Thank you very much, Arizona.
Also, have a good night.